Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. To remind you that over the weekend, one of the great characters in the history of baseball died. Outspoken former pitcher Doc Ellis was a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1968 through 1979. He died of a liver ailment over the weekend, and we wanted to spend at least a few minutes remembering one of the great characters, whether you're talking about his style of play or his advocacy of race relations in Major League Sports. Joining us now is Al Oliver, who's a former Pittsburgh Pirate, and will be eulogizing Doc Ellis at a ceremony this coming weekend. Al, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Give me a sense of what kind of a character Doc was, just above and beyond his play on the field.
Well, first of all, definitely Doc was a character with character. And that in itself is something that is unique. Because normally characters, you know, you have a tendency to lean toward the negative. But in Doc's situation, being a character, he leaned toward the positive.
Ego was not a big word in Doc Ellis's life, right?
No. Now, that's one thing Doc was not. He was a very caring person, down to earth, dealt with all types of people from the president on down to the lowest salaried human being on this earth. Ego was not Doc's problem.
Now, Doc said that it would never happen that two soul brothers would pitch against each other, referring to the possibility of pitching against Vida Blue. Describe that story and where that came from in Doc's personality.
Well, Doc knew that, of course, you know, he made All-Star team that year. You know,
what year was that? What year was that?
1971.
71, right.
And, of course, you know, we went on to win the World Championship that year. And, of course, you know, on the American League side, Vida Blue from Oakland had made the All-Star team. So, at the time, you know, they hadn't announced who would be the starting pitchers. So, Doc began campaigning that he and Vida Blue start the All-Star game because, you know, in doing that, that would mean that two African-American pitchers would start in an All-Star game.
It's a huge deal in 71.
Exactly.
Right.
And so, as it turned out, it worked out that way. They did start.
And you can kind of see the wink in his eye. He was sort of taunting them to do something that he believed maybe wouldn't happen, but you knew all along that probably it would. We can't go
right
without telling the story about the no-hitter against the Padres, right?
No.
Tell me that one quickly. Tell me that one real quick.
Very quickly, in San Diego, you know, when Doc pitched his no-hitter, you know, I was playing first base that night.
Right.
And, of course, I had no idea that, you know, as far as LSD was concerned.
he took LSD.
Know, I had no idea that was in the picture.
He took LSD for the game, and he pitched a no-hitter, and he said that it made him pitch better. Listen.
It was easier to pitch with the LSD because I was so used to medicating myself. That's the way I was dealing with the fear of failure, the fear of losing, the fear of winning. It's just that it was part of the game. You know, you get to the major leagues and you say, I got to stay here. What do I need?
A sense of candor there, Al, and a sense of self-reflection, I think, that you don't find in a lot of major league athletes. Just a couple of seconds. A final word, Al?
The final word is that he left here caring and doing something for people. He was dealing with people who had drug problems out in California.
And a hero to be remembered for all time in baseball. Former Pittsburgh Pirate Al Oliver remembering Doc Ellis. Thanks, Al.
My pleasure.